Finally, Reverend Ambrose brought his prayer sermon to an end, begging God to bless the gift on the table, which was there to nourish our bodies so that we might do his bidding. Everyone responded with Amen, except Jefferson. I started eating. The gumbo was warm but not hot.
Ain't you gonna eat, Jefferson?
Miss Emma said.
Ain't hungry.
Miss Emma was not eating either, but the minister and my aunt and I were. I broke off a piece of bread from one of the loaves that Miss Emma had baked. I didn't look at her. I didn't want to see her face. The children sent you some more pecans and peanuts, I said to Jefferson. Did you eat the others I brought you?
Some, he said.
The peanuts too?
Few,
he said, his head down. I brought you that notebook and that pencil, I said. Do you remember what we talked about? He nodded shortly. Have you been thinking of questions to ask me? He nodded again. Do you want to ask me now? He didn't say anything. I finished my pan of gumbo.
There's more there, Grant, Miss Emma said.
No, ma'am, that was good, I said, glancing at her. I didn't want to look at her too long. I knew what I would find in her face, and I didn't want to see it. You want to walk? I said to Jefferson. He moved on the bench without answering. You could hear the chains around his ankles as he swung his legs over the bench. Then he braced his cuffed hands against the table to push himself up. We started walking around the room. Miss Emma watched us. My aunt and the minister went on eating, but they did not seem to be enjoying their food. Jefferson, I want us to be friends, I said. Not only you and me, but I want you to be friends with your Nanan. I want you to be more than a godson to her. A godson obeys, but a friend? Well, a friend would do anything to please a friend. We were passing by the table, so I lowered my voice. Jefferson shuffled along beside me, his cuffed hands hanging below his waist, his shoulders too close together, his head down. A friend does a lot of little things, I went on. It would mean so much to her if you would eat some of the gumbo. I stopped when we came to the corner of the room. He stopped too, his head still down. Look at me, Jefferson, please, I said. He raised his head slowly. I smiled at him. Will you be her friend? Will you eat some of the gumbo? Just a little bit. One spoonful? He made a slight nod. I smiled at him again. Jefferson, I said. We had started walking. Do you know what a hero is, Jefferson? A hero is someone who does something for other people. He does something that other men don't and can't do. He is different from other men. He is above other men. No matter who those other men are, the hero, no matter who he is above them. I lowered my voice again until we had passed the table. I could never be a hero. I teach, but I don't like teaching. I teach because it's the only thing that an educated black man can do in the South today. I don't like it. I hate it. I don't even like living here. I want to run away. I want to live for myself and for my woman and for nobody else. That is not a hero. A hero does for others. I mean, he would do anything for people he loves because he knows it would make their lives better. I am not that kind of person, but I want you to be. You could give something to her, to me, to those children in the quarter. You could give them something that I never could. They expect it from me, but not from you. The white people out there are saying that you don't have it. You're a hog, not a man. But I know they are wrong. You have the potentials. We all have, no matter who we are. Those out there are no better than we are, Jefferson. They are worse. That's why they're always looking for a scapegoat, someone else to blame. I want you to show them the difference between what they think you are and what you can be. To them, you're nothing but another nigger. No dignity, no heart, no love for your people. You can prove them wrong. You can do more than I can ever do. I've always done what they wanted me to do, teach, reading, writing, and arithmetic. Nothing else. Nothing about dignity, nothing about identity, nothing about loving and caring. They never thought we were capable of learning these things. Teach those niggers how to print their names and how to figure on their fingers. And I went along, but hating myself all the time for doing so. We were coming up to the table again, and the ones at the table were quiet and trying to hear what we were saying. I did not start talking again until we had passed them.